Good day. I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Midday News for Monday, September 5. Coming up, more schools to be removed from shift system. Industry Minister calls for lowering of interest rates on MSME loans and plans underway to honor members of Jamaica's Olympic team. The news in detail after this message.
The tax threshold will move from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016, and on April 1, 2017, it will move from $1 million to $1.5 million. This will benefit all persons who pay income tax. The Government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.
Now the news. The government will be removing 12 additional schools from the shift system this academic year. These include 3 primary and junior high schools, as well as 9 secondary institutions. Minister of Education Senator Ruel Reid says approximately 14,395 students will be impacted. The move will bring to 37 the number of schools in which the shift system has been abolished since the start of the 2015-2016 academic year. The education minister adds that even more schools will be removed from the shift system over time and that a schedule will be made available on the ministry's progress. 25 schools were taken off the shift system during the 2015-2016 academic year, including 6 primary, 2 all-age, 11 primary and junior high, and 6 high schools. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda is calling for banks to lower interest rates to single digit in order to boost production and growth within the micro, small and medium-sized enterprise MSME sector. Mr. Samuda cites agriculture as one sector which cannot grow with an interest rate that exceeds 4%. The minister, who was addressing the closing ceremony for the 2016 Scotiabank Vision Achiever program in Kingston recently, said the area of greatest challenge for the small business sector is the inability to provide the level of collateral needed to access loans. He argues that for Jamaica to move forward, the philosophy of banking has to be altered somewhat so that the focus is more on the viability of the project than on the level of collateral that is offered. Meanwhile, Mr. Samuda has commended Scotiabank on its Vision Achiever program. Under the initiative, 25 small and medium-sized enterprise operators benefited from an intensive 3-month coaching program designed to achieve core competencies for running a successful business. Sports Minister Olivia Grange says plans are being made to recognize and reward members of Jamaica's Olympic team who participated in the Rio 2016 Games recently. Minister Grange says a special team has been established, the Salute to Rio Sports Ambassadors Planning Committee, to lead the national celebration. She adds that the team has started going over several proposals for the celebratory activities with the aim of ensuring that they honor and celebrate the achievements of Jamaica's Rio heroes in the most fitting way in October. The core membership of the planning committee comprises a wide cross-section of stakeholders and practitioners, including the Jamaica Olympic Association, government ministries, departments and agencies, sports administrators, and the private sector. Where necessary, additional talent will be appointed to help enhance the activities. And the Ministry of Health's National Emergency Operations Center, NEOC, has opened 2 additional numbers to field questions from the public concerning the Zika virus. Members of the public, especially pregnant women, can call the numbers from Mondays to Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and ask questions about the mosquito-borne illness. The numbers are 537-1709 and 536-9125. The initiative forms part of the ministry's overall Zika virus public education campaign. Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton says the ministry is on a drive to ensure that the public is fully aware of Zika and its complications, and this is just another step in engaging everyone. The Zika virus has been linked to fetal malformations such as microcephaly, a condition where the child's head is abnormally small and is associated with underdevelopment of the brain, as well as neurological disorders including Guillain-Barré syndrome, GBS. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.